In the course of getting ready for a speech, you'll actually develop two types of outlines. The first is the preparation outline, which is quite detailed for the planning stage. The second is the speaking outline, which is very brief for the delivery of the speech. As the term implies, the preparation outline is a detailed outline that helps you prepare the speech. Writing a preparation outline means putting your speech together, deciding what you will say in the introduction, how you will organize the main points and supporting materials in the body, and what you will say in the conclusion. To be specific, the first step is to state your general purpose, your specific purpose, and your central idea. Then you organize your major points and subpoints, and go on to identify the introduction, body, and conclusion. Next, you add the connections between the three parts of your speech. Finally, choose a title if you need one. Preparing a preparation outline gives you the opportunity to put all your points on paper and look for the best order in which to present them. The speaking outline is a brief outline that is to help you remember what you want to say. In some ways, it is a condensed version of your preparation outline. It should contain key words or phrases to jog your memory, as well as essential statistics and quotations that you don't want to risk forgetting. But it should also include material not in your preparation outline, especially cues to direct and sharpen your delivery. The speaking outline allows speakers to concentrate on their ideas and on their audiences, rather than be bound to the exact words in a script. Compared with the preparation outline, the speaking outline is skeletal. It omits all the elements you won't mention to your audience, such as statements of general purpose and specific purpose. Although the speaking outline is shorter than the preparation outline, the two outlines have the same framework.